Okay, Lee, let's bring in our first guest today. I'm excited to talk to Karen Jasinski. She is the creator of O2 Max Fitness. And
she's a visionary.
Yeah, visionary, and plus also trying to get kids, teenagers, people in college as well, using the prom as a milestone for people to try to get ready to lose weight. I never thought this, Lee. Did you actually even go to your prom?
No. No one asked me.
Nobody asked you to your prom?
No.
Well, we're going to talk about the idea of O2 Max Fitness and staying healthy and keeping teens active. Anyway, welcome to the show, Karen.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure. Now, first of all, tell us a little bit about yourself. I want to know, first of all, how you went from, you know, being such an athletic child, being so involved in sports, to creating O2 Max Fitness.
Well, I was active as a kid, and then
you were super active.
I was pretty active, yes. I studied business in college and marketing specifically. Worked for a few years. I always knew that I wanted my own business. I grew up in an entrepreneurial environment. My parents have restaurants. Grandparents were entrepreneurs.
What is that like? What is that like? When you say a strong entrepreneurial family, what was that like? Was it like, you know, was it like a think tank in your house? Like, how did, when you say that, tell us a little bit more about that environment.
So my parents had a restaurant. They worked a lot. You know, I was the oldest of two. So growing up, they were not home a lot, especially in the beginning as they were building their business. And they're still around. You know, their business is still around 35, 36 years, I think, now.
Wow.
And
what's the name of the restaurant?
The fat guy wants to, he always likes to go to new restaurants.
Is it In-N-Out Burger?
No, it's a kosher Middle Eastern vegetarian restaurant.
Holy smokes.
Restaurant.
I hit the mother load. I have to check this out.
Oh, man. Anywhere near New Jersey ever?
Yeah, I grew up in New Jersey.
Okay, which part?
I grew up in Central Jersey, but the fat guy, Dr. Fitness and the fat guy are coming to New York in April. We may have to check out this kosher place.
Yeah.
Wow, that's fantastic. I did not know that.
That's why I asked,
Doctor. It's in Livingston, New Jersey, so pretty close to New York.
I know it well. I know it well.
My parents would be happy to have you.
I don't have a frequent visitor card. Can I still go?
No, I'm sure they'd be happy to have you. So, but they worked a lot. And as a kid, they were always very supportive of my sister and I figuring out what we wanted to do. They never really wanted us or expected us to work in the restaurant. Yeah, we'd help out here and there. But I remember as a kid, certain customers would come in and my dad would give them a free pizza or not make them pay. And I'd get upset because that was revenue that he wasn't taking. And fast forward many years later, I now have my own business, and I can look back and appreciate some of the things that he did, you know, in terms of customer service. And, you know, there are certain customers that bring lots of business and referrals, so you want to treat them extra special.
Right.
So I can, you know, really appreciate those things that as a kid I didn't understand.
Now, when your parents were working, were you bringing guys over to the house?
No, and I went to a Jewish school, so
yeah, Lee. How could she do that?
Jews don't bring guys over.
No,
really.
No, when they have a kosher restaurant, they're not bringing the guys home. Absolutely not.
Is that offensive?
Yes, offensive to me.
Why would it be offensive?
I don't know. It sounds offensive to me.
If your parents had a restaurant, first of all, you would never leave.
What does that have to do with O2 Max Fitness? I want to know. What does that have anything to do?
Story.
Okay.
I'm trying to get to see facets of her.
Okay.
Now, one part of her.
Karen, fast forward now to tell us a little bit more about, tell us a little bit more about how you got out to California and your passion for fitness. How did that transcend into creating a facility that helps, you know, kids and everyone get fit?
So yeah, I worked for a few years with the intention of wanting to go back to business school. That was a personal goal I had for myself. I wanted my own business. And I spent a year figuring out what that business was going to be. And fitness and restaurants were the two industries that really interested me. And when I first moved to California after college, I didn't know anyone. I met a lot of people through different fitness classes, gyms, workouts. And you know, that's a large part of how my social network started, and I was always really good, even growing up in high school. at bringing friends to try a step class with me or kickboxing. And I had quit my job, was applying to business school, trying to figure out what I wanted to do. And I was working out a lot. And
you got hurt.
Bringing friends with me. I got hurt when I was in business school.
Oh, okay.
I was in a bicycle accident. But yeah, I thought, I'm doing this every day. I love it. If I can get paid to do this while I'm in grad school, that would be a pretty cool way to make some money. So I had about 6 part-time jobs during that year, both in different parts of fitness and restaurants. And one of them was working as a personal trainer. And early on, a lot of my clients were parents who had kids, mostly middle school, high school. Excuse me. And they started asking me to work with them. So I would do private training. I would introduce some of the kids to each other. And at the same time, I was looking for ideas. And, you know, this was 2002. So, you know, youth obesity was in the media a lot. I was hearing more and more about budget cuts, PE programs being cut out. And some of the kids I was working with were athletes that had gotten injured and didn't know how to stay active. Some kids that weren't interested in going to a gym but weren't allowed because of their age, and others that weren't really athletic and there wasn't really an opportunity for them to be active.
Right.
So that's how the idea really started to evolve. And then I started graduate school in 2003. I did the entrepreneur program at USC, used a lot of my classes to help me flesh out the business idea, work on the business plan. And the original idea was to create a cool, fun social venue where teens could work out, hang out, listen to music, do their homework, and ultimately have different programs, products, services, all targeted to the youth market. And I knew that the internet had to be a big part of what we were doing because that's how kids interact and communicate.
Right.
But, you know, this was now 2005 when I was working on the business plan, and Facebook, you know, just started, and it was, you know, hardly what it is now.
Now,
so I didn't know if I had to build my own social network or tap into something else. MySpace was really the one that was, you know,
right,
prominent then.
Now, did you realize?
Did you
realize that you had to? Now, when you talk about all the using the social networking, Facebook and Twitter and all these other things, did you realize you had to have a brick and mortar place to do all this stuff? Or, you know, because O2 Max Fitness, it's a facility, correct?
Not anymore.
No. Not anymore.
We do programming and content. Yeah.
Okay, so
you guys do events, right?
It's event based.
Yeah. Events. Online-based programs, group programs at different facilities.
I got you. So you go to different facilities and create these fitness things for teens and kids as well.
Yeah, and a lot of it's really centered online, but then we'll help feed teens and college students and now tweens into different places where they can try different workouts and do different classes as well.
So what are the teenagers like to do now? Do they like boot camps, or what kind of activities are you doing for them?
Well, it's interesting. So when I first started the studio, I had more girls coming, and then it kind of shifted where girls tended to be a little bit more private, and that's how the online part of the business really started to evolve, especially with prom and now college. And we started getting more boys coming in, and, you know, girls, I think they're a little bit more private. They do a lot of things at home. They'll do their own research. So we really started coaching them more online where they could do workouts at home or fit them into their schedule. They like taking classes, but you know, they're often intimidated to go into an existing fitness club, not knowing where to start if they've never been inside one. So we try to break that barrier down where they start with us, we give them stuff to do, they can interact with us online, either through Facebook or email or text messaging, asking questions, getting advice. And with boys, it's really more about being hands-on. You know, they love going to the gym, messing around with weights. You know, I'm finding now some of the younger kids that I'm working with, there are a lot of commonalities as far as lack of core strength or upper body strength, balance, coordination, you know, even in older kids or, you know, friends of mine or clients of mine that are in their 30s, 40s, you know, that have had injuries. And it always comes back to strengthening your core first, strengthening your back first.
right,
so that you don't get injured. So I'm finding a lot of the younger kids are not getting these things at school, either because they don't have PE at all, or they don't have enough PE, or there's more of an emphasis on sports. And if, you know, certain kids don't develop at the same level or speed as some of the other kids, then they fall behind, and there isn't really an avenue for them to work on these things,
right,
unless they get extra help.
Now, do the kids, do both genders, do they work out, do you find things that they both like to do together, or is it better if boys just, you know, stick to working out with other boys and girls the same way?
And we mostly work with tweens and teens. You know, college students are more on their own, where we help fit workouts into their schedule that they could do on their own time. But I think, you know, tween, you know, kind of elementary school, middle school, it's sort of that age where they're very self-conscious about their bodies.
Right.
So it's a lot better to keep them separate, because it gives them more of a platform to start feeling comfortable and ask questions, where they wouldn't be as likely to do that, you know, with someone of the opposite sex around. But on the same note, we interact with them a lot on email or text. So there's definitely been a shift. When I first started the business, I had kind of a crash course on Facebook, because that was the only way that teens would respond. And, you know, fast forward several years later, a lot of them are on email now, where before they wouldn't respond because they all have their cell phones that get, you know, gets email. So
right,
they're a lot more responsive on email. And the younger kids that are not allowed on Facebook do have cell phones, and they do have email coming to their cell phone. So they're responsive that way as well, which is very interesting.
Can you share, like, if I'm going to sign up for this prom fitness class?
You're not going to sign up for no prom fitness class, Lee. There's no way.
Am I allowed, or is there like an age limit?
Yeah, you have to be able to have to go to a prom.
No.
Can't be
is
a 45-year-old male that, you know, wants to go to a prom. That's a little scary, a little frightening.
I'll have to clear that with my parole officer. What's it like if a girl is interested in taking this class? What's the experience? They go to promfitness.com and then they sign up, or is there a way to try it first, or how do you know what you're getting? Can you kind of walk us through the program?
Are there a lot of dietary guidelines too with this, Karen? Is that
So first of all, I'm not a big diet person. It's really more about lifestyle and balance. So, you know, what happened with prom, you know, I was working with a lot of girls, and they kept hearing about detox diets and wanting to lose weight and asking which one I recommended, which one I suggested. And, you know, I realized prom was something that a lot of them kind of kicked into gear. You know, I need to lose weight, kind of like, you know, a lot of women when they get married, I need to lose weight, I need to look good in my dress. And it really became a milestone, a platform that really got them interested in listening. You know, how do you exercise properly? I want more toned arms, even if I'm a basketball player and I'm really active. So, you know, they really started becoming a lot more self-conscious and aware, and it became a way to teach them how to eat properly, exercise properly, understand their body types. So it's not just about looking good, it's about being strong and fit. And you could do the same thing as your friends, but you're probably built differently, which means you'll have different results. So understanding what dresses look better on your body type, what exercises are more appropriate for your body type. And this year we set up 3 different programs. So our basic one is $50, where you can do it anywhere across the country. So you just sign up on promfitness.com. You get a workout program, some basic nutrition information, and then you also get perks. So you might get discounts to save money on dresses, on makeup, on hair. You might get free samples of different nutrition products that we work with. I don't use supplements at all, so it's all natural stuff that, you know, doctors can comfortably send their patients to us, because we're not pushing anything like that. And then locally right now, we also have packages where you could do the workout at home, but then you also get to sample different workouts at different facilities. So it might be a yoga class, a spin class, a ballet class, a dance class. So, you know, we're giving them an opportunity to try different types of fitness that fit into their schedule without a really expensive commitment.
Now, what about...
And then during the time...
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's okay. During the time that you're doing the program, you also get to interact online. So basically it's an opportunity to ask anything you want about fitness, nutrition. You know, we'll tweak the workouts if you need help, if it's not working for you.
That sounds great. Now, Karen, you were also featured in the Entrepreneur Magazine. The O2 Max was the Max Fitness was featured. So you're not, you know, you've kind of excelled in this area. You're not just the person that just says, oh, I like to work out. You've really kind of researched and done all of your due diligence with going to school and putting all this stuff together. How did you come up with the insight to kind of, you know, sit back and...
She went to USC.
I know. She didn't go to Rutgers. She went to USC. That might be one of the reasons.
Is there a mentor in here? Is there somebody
that changed your life that made you kind of like, you know, you sound very smart.
Thank you. There are a lot of mentors. I think, you know, a lot of entrepreneurs, you always hear them say they're not that smart. They surround themselves with people that are smarter than them. But I think, you know, it's understanding what you're good at, what you're not as good at, and being humble and being willing to learn and take feedback and criticism is a big part of it. So, you know, early on when I was coming up with the idea, I identified, I think, big, and identified who I admired, who had built something that I thought was really great, and how can I meet them? How can I learn from them? So, you know, putting myself in situations where I could potentially meet those people, so going to conferences, trade shows, networking events, and, you know, just listening as much as I could. And
see how she purposely avoided us?
No, she said the right thing. She went to find the people that she thought was doing great
and
stuff.
Notice we weren't on that list.
We weren't on that list. That's a good. Stay away from the people that you don't admire.
So I just met you guys, right?
Now, you are also the first USC recipient of an SBA loan from the USC Credit Union. How is that possible? What is that? Now, again, Lee, she is. This is a smart person we're talking to. How did you pull that off, Karen?
A lot of it was relationship building. You know, I think anyone that's going to give you money or, you know, even send your kid to you, you know, they want to know that you're trustworthy and you're serious about what you're doing. So I did have some friends of friends put some money in, and everything that I had, I'd put in. And I had applied for an SBA loan, but it took a few years, you know, where they also want to see that you're really committed, and, you know, by committed, they want to see that you've invested not just your own sweat, but, you know, capital into it, so you have as much at stake. And, you know, I was very active while I was at USC in the Entrepreneur Club. I met the editor of Entrepreneur Magazine at the time. They started chronicling the development of the business, which gave me a lot of exposure and validation early on, and then within the fitness industry, started getting a lot of recognition and awards for what I was doing, and, you know, tapping the youth market that was so baffling and hard to reach. So, yeah, I've put in my time. You know, it hasn't been easy, but it's been fun and rewarding and challenging, and you know, I think they want to see that. And I mean, they've given a lot of SBA loans since then, but I think, you know, because I was so active with USC and because of some of the media recognition I did get early on, you know, that helped validate what I was doing and show that I was really serious about it. And I wasn't just going to take the money and run.
Right. Now, also, you said that you, one of the things that was important to you was building a team and surrounding yourself with people that were, you know, that knew a lot. Tell us about your team and the people you have surrounding you in O2 Max Fitness.
They vary to different degrees. And I've got, you know, senior business advisors who, you know, do their own thing. You know, whenever I have a specific issue or challenge or problem or turning point, you know, that I really can use help with, I reach out to them. And I've been really lucky that I do have some great, successful people helping in that arena.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, on a more localized daily, weekly, monthly level, you know, it varies to different degrees where I have different trainers, instructors that I'll work with for different programming purposes or events, you know, on the marketing front, continuously tapping into high school and college students. So it's really a strong mentoring environment as well.
Right.
You know, where it's very hands-on. You know, I love doing that stuff, and I love teaching and giving back. but it's also been really valuable because I am working with that population. So
right.
they're not going to be excited to go to something if they're not excited about it, and they're not going to bring their friends. So having them help with the marketing and the planning and the promoting has been critical. So, you know, that's a large part of who the, you know, everyday team is. And then, you know, in bigger challenges and, you know, platforms, business proposals, I'll tap into different business advisors.
Now, when you're working with these high school kids, are you finding that generation being self-motivated, or do you really have to kind of incent them with stuff, or are they self-starters?
It's pretty mixed, and yeah, I think it's also changed over the years. And I think part of being an entrepreneur and part of just growing up and maturing and understanding your needs better, you know what to look for. You know, so I've tried a lot of different things, but you know, the kids that are really reliable and committed are the ones that are interested in learning and don't just look at it as a job, you know, where they're in it for the paycheck.
And the ones
that usually doesn't work.
And the ones that aren't motivated, you just tell them the classes are full, right? That's, you just get rid of those people. Like, oh, we're full, and we're busy. We got too many people here. We can't use you today. Sorry.
Yeah.
Right. Now, being in LA, right, that's where you're located in California?
Yeah.
Los Angeles. And now, is it frustrating for you being out there where it's kind of like the mecca, the fitness world, where, you know, if you work with one of these Hollywood celebrities, all of a sudden, whatever you're doing becomes the next latest and greatest thing. Whereas, you know, working with kids, you know, it's not as sexy and spicy and as, like, say, I'm the trainer for
Justin Bieber.
Right. Or I'm working with, you
celebrity
know,
one of, kids. That's the secret.
Right. Right. Is that frustrating for you, or are you moving towards, you know, working with celebrities to get the word out about, you know, the, you know, working with teenagers and kids going off to college as well?
A combination. I mean, I moved out to California initially for the weather. You know, my intention was not to live here forever, but it is the better part of the country, I think. And, you know, when I moved here, I didn't know what kind of business I wanted to have. And in hindsight, it all makes sense now, because a lot of fitness trends and programs and concepts have originated here. And yeah, you can argue that Los Angeles could be a challenging place to raise kids because there's Beverly Hills and Hollywood, but I grew up in New Jersey right outside New York, and you know, relatively affluent area as well. And it's not that different, I don't think, when you don't have Hollywood.
Yeah, Livingston's like Livingston is like Hollywood. It's a little crazy. Yeah, that's a little crazy in Livingston. So, yeah, now it is, absolutely. But
yeah, not 15 years ago, but
right.
You know, working with kids, you know, and a large part of why I felt the internet had to be a big part of what we were doing is because, yeah, everyone reads the People magazines and Us magazines, and you know, looks at what celebrities are wearing and what they're doing, and you know, that's their perception of what they should be doing. And you know, with prom especially, you know, girls are doing their own research, and you know, my goal is to be there when they're looking so that they're not straying to the wrong place, but they're getting good information and the right information, and you know, really creating a lifestyle that they can continue into college and as they become adults. It's not about a crash diet. So you know, it's really, a lot of it is educating them, but also making it fun and cool and fitting it into their schedule, you know, which is why right now there is a big focus on prom, because that's something they can identify with and relate to, and something that's really important in their lives right now. You know, and even if they're not going to prom this year, you know, it's something that, you know, tweens, you know, 12, 13-year-olds, they know they're going to want to do. And it's something that's fun and exciting. And, I mean, some of the things that come out of 10- and 12-year-olds now these days, you know, as far as what their goals are, what they want to work on, you know, with their bodies,
well,
is
Karen,
pretty amazing.
We have a surprise for you. We have your prom date here in the studio with us.
Oh, yeah? I have a wedding to go to on Saturday.
There you go. But, you know, you have the prom fitness. We have these events. All we need now, you know, we've got to come up with the bar and bat mitzvah event as well, because my kid's getting bar mitzvah in May. So I'm sure that's going to be another big population that you
and
have to
hit. And the quinceay fitness?
That's right. Got to get those working as well. Well, the website is O2MaxFitness.com. The CEO, the founder, Karen Jasinski, has been talking to us about it.
And Prom Fitness.
And Prom Fitness is PromFitness.com. We really appreciate you taking the time today and talking to us and further about it. And we wish you further success with it as well. And check out Karen Jasinski. Check her at O2MaxFitness.com. And when you're online, make sure you check out Dr. Fitness and Fat Guy at DrFitnessAndTheFatGuy.com. Check out our website and check out our Facebook page. Become one of our friends. Go to actually our Twitter at DrFitness6 and at Fat Guy as well. And become one of our friends. Communicate with us. Go to our website. There's always stuff we're giving away as well. We're giving away some of our books. We're giving away some of the DVDs that we have. Lee, a lot of stuff that's on the site that's always there.
Yes. So, lots of stuff. And you can follow our every move.
Very good. Very
good. On Facebook.